T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Last question will be Tom Curran on the second line on mute. Go ahead, Tom.
Sorry about that. How you doing, Bill? Just a question on maybe the character or the makeup of the players that you have. Is their ability to be organized, mature, and compartmentalize things advantageous when the stakes get higher and you're playing a game of this import, just because of so many distractions that fly around and the way the game has changed from not just the football game in terms of the way it's covered, etc.?
I'm not sure if I'm really following the whole question, Tom. Sorry.
Sure. I'll talk to him later. That's okay. Thank you, though.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
I think that went really well, don't you?
I think I've been there.
Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joins us right now. So did you get enough to complete your story with that?
Feels like you guys took some liberal editing moves there, didn't you?
I would blame, and I don't normally do this, but Jason Rossi. I had nothing to do with that. I had not heard that before. That was our guy, Jason Rossi. You could take it up with him, Tom.
Jason, did you do that?
Jason, answer the man's question.
I plead the fifth.
Answer the man's question.
Did you do that to make it sound like he didn't answer the question after I reworded it in a much more succinct way?
Of course I did. It sounded so much better this way.
Oh, come on. Oh,
yeah. Come on. Don't set up the best guess. The story's out there. You can go read Tommy's stuff.
What's the matter with you?
NBC Sports Boston.
Best guess on Dale and Holly and Dale and Keith.
Come
on, we do
Dale.
That to him.
Unbelievable.
That's just
wrong. Let's start it over. Start it over. Dump all
Oh,
that.
Hi, Tom. How are
Tom,
you?
Tom, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
You know.
The Super Bowl.
Pretty good.
Headed for Atlanta for next week. We just played this Bill Burr rant a few minutes ago about he hates the fact that it's all offense. There's no defense being played in the National Football League anymore. Isn't this what the NFL wants right now?
Yes. I mean, to an excessive amount but I think that haven't we put the lie to that? I love Bill Burr, former Quicksilver podcast guest, but
ooh.
I think we've put the lie to that notion, especially throughout the playoffs and the latter portions of the regular season. As much as the NFL wants offense, we saw at different junctures, and I would even go as far as to say during the AFC Championship game, the vital role that defense still plays. When you keep the number one offense in the NFL confused and off the scoreboard for the first half of the game, just percolating and ready to explode, then you won the game despite the 31 second half points you gave up. Your defense was absolutely pivotal in helping you win. It's just a different kind of defense, so there's not as many punts.
Now,
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I certainly am. Now, over the last 2 weeks, two really impressive wins against really good teams. Has there been one thing in particular that has stood out to you against both the Chargers and Chiefs?
Health and game planning. Just Josh McDaniels' game planning, and there have been occasions this year when he was public enemy number one, and even in those occasions, I tried to defend him because saying, look, he's got Cordarrelle Patterson in the backfield. He's got, you know, Josh Gordon, who just showed up as his number one receiver. What do you expect? There's going to be some ugly-looking plays. But I would give Josh McDaniels and just the overall health of the team continues to be the number one story that, aside from all the X's and O's, and even more important than all the X's and O's, is the reason they're doing what they're doing when they couldn't do it during the year.
Given his background, we shouldn't be surprised, but throughout the course of Bill Belichick's tenure as head coach, he generally gets the credit for anything good the defense does. The defensive coordinator doesn't get the credit. It's not Matt Patricia's defense, it's Bill Belichick's defense. It's not Brian Flores who came up with the game plan, it's Bill Belichick who came up with the game plan. How much credit does Flores deserve for what he got here?
I talked to Gerard Mayo about that because this defense does look different, as they said it would, in scheme than it has under Matt Patricia. And Gerard said, look, Bill is a suggester. And he was sure, Gerard said, though he didn't know specifically, but he was sure that this would have been a week in which Bill sat in on the defensive meetings. But he's a suggester as opposed to a dictator. And he would say, look, we need to do something about Hill and Kelsey. We need to get more speed on them. But hatching the plan to do that would fall to Brian Flores. And I'm sure that, Bill, it's very much a, as it used to be with Scott Pioli, they never fought about anything, as Pioli said, because when it got to the point where there were sides being drawn, they just moved on to something else. So I think that it's a collaborative, but that Brian Flores should not be overlooked in the importance of putting it together, Dale.
But Brian Flores, of course, at the end of the, once they're done, they can officially announce that he's going to the Dolphins. As it stands right now, going back to, you know, last year when same idea with Matt Patricia, we knew he was going to be gone. Do you feel better, worse, or the same for Brian Flores' chances of being a successful head coach as you did Matt Patricia?
I think Miami is a hellhole for coaches. It is a burial ground because I think, and this is my own theory, that South Florida and really nice places in general are not conducive to successful football programs. Mm. And I don't care if you look at Seattle, Foxborough, Green Bay, any number of places. The fewer the distractions, the better they play. So I think South Florida is a tough place to put together a consistently very good team. All that said, I had no confidence that Matt Patricia was going to be a good head coach to begin with. So what has kind of come to pass there,
right,
in the first year, didn't surprise me. But right, I think Brian Flores has a better shot.
Are you suggesting there aren't a lot of distractions in Foxborough?
Other than the Red Wing.
Pretty much covers it, now that I think about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Let's talk about the possible replacement. There are some reports out there on the NFL Network that it would appear that an old friend from Rutgers, Greg Schiano, may be joining the Patriots. He has done things with the organization in the past. Would Bill actually install him as a defensive coordinator here and in place of promoting from within, which is his normal rule of thumb?
I don't know. I mean, he could come in as kind of a Floyd Reese-type role in a way, as, you know, a consigliere. And maybe he would put Brendan Daly or, you know, even Steven Belichick in that position to be in a, you know, overseeing role or play caller role. So, honestly, I don't know, but it would not stun me at all because Greg Schiano was in the mix last year. And don't forget the name, as Phil Perry pointed out to me when we were talking about this, Brett Bielema as well is on the staff.
Mm.
So that's another guy who has been here for a year, which Schiano has not been, who could have a role as well. So there are options in-house or who Belichick will be extremely comfortable with in bringing in. So I don't think they're going to be at wit's end as to figuring out what they're going to do.
Robert Kraft was on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan, and I'm curious what you think of that. First, I want to play this part of it, something he had to say about Brady and Belichick, and then see if we're reading too much into it.
You know, please God, one more season at Tommy and Bill Belichick, who are the best at what they do, in my opinion.
Please God, one more year? Is that just a simple, hey, you know, hope, you know, God willing, like, you know, health-wise, they're back and they want to do it? Or does he think that one of them or both of them may retire after the Super Bowl?
I'm going to go with the former.
Right.
I'm going to go with the idea that, and I'm just basing it on what I've observed, I don't think either one is nearly ready to walk away now, especially after they got through their rocky night at 65, and how are we going to proceed? I really think that that is, I think there's probably still some hard feelings in different ways that they've come to be able to work through. And again, like I said, with the Pioli structure, you come to a mutual understanding. You're this way, I'm this way on this. Let's move on. And I think they've done that. And I thought that that embrace the other day in many ways is symbolic of them moving on. So my sense is that the lack of fun, the miserable atmosphere, et cetera, that existed has been removed. And I think a lot of it has to do with Bill Belichick, you know, kind of coming to an understanding of, all right, he doesn't want it this way, then let's see if I can do it this way. And I absolutely think that that has been a story to 2018 as well.
There was a tendency in some parts around here to kind of overlook the last two wins of the regular season because it was the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets. But you followed that up with impressive performances against the Chargers and the Chiefs. And even Brady said they were laying the groundwork in those Bills and Jets games for what they're now doing in the playoffs. Did we overlook what they were trying to instill offensively in those two games? And did we not give enough credit for what they were building here?
I don't know. I thought you guys did a good job of trying to parse through the opponent. Honestly, I think yeah, you have to have the caveat there. But, you know, I remember talking to you guys after the Jets game and saying, look, the three most important plays of the game, in my estimation, were the misfire to Hogan, then going back to Hogan against the Jets and taking a hit but standing in, which he hadn't really done the weeks before, and then Tom Brady being on the roll, spending time outside the pocket and throwing on the dead run complete for a touchdown to Philip Dorsett, I believe it was. Those plays, to me, indicated a willingness to stand in, a willingness to look at other targets, and then a willingness or an ability to run well. So while I totally agree with what you're saying, I don't think that we were all, you guys included, I don't think that we were ignorant to the idea that things were being accomplished and there were things that looked differently than they had regardless of opponent.
Tom, where do you come down on the overtime rule? Are you good with it or do you think they should?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope. Perfect. You know what? I'm writing later today. I mean, I don't care what you want to do. If you think that a coin flip is too arbitrary, then come up with something else. Who has the better plus-minus during the game? You know, which quarterback, which defense, you know, force more three and outs? Do something that tweaks it so it's less arbitrary. But you don't have to change the coin toss and then stop them. And the reason this has to be highlighted is the same people who are, you know, banging the gavel for change it are also the same people who, in the next breath, when we talk about player health and safety, will be saying that NFL players get ramrodded by the NFL trying to squeeze more out of them. Well, how would you like to see a 7 overtime if you adopted the college rules on a Thursday night after a Sunday game? Is that going to help these guys?
I would love to watch it, but no, it would not be very safe. Yeah. It would not be a safe decision.
I don't care if you have the two fattest guys on the team do an XFL, you know,
scrum. Just like over, they just run to the ball. Okay.
Yeah. Have the quarterbacks throw, whoever hits the goalpost first.
that is great. It's like a real backyard football.
Skills,
yeah, skills competition.
Contest.
I'm sold.
Louisiana.
For distance?
Sure.
Sorry.
Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise has called on the commissioner, Roger Goodell, to replay the Saints-Rams games this Saturday. He has said that they need to replay this thing, and the fact that there is even a rule that allows Roger Goodell to consider this is stupid on the part of the NFL. I'm convinced now that the strategy here for the NFL is just ignore this whole thing. People will stop talking about it. They're not going to say anything. They're not going to do anything. This is just going to eventually go away.
Yeah, it will be kicked off the front page fairly soon. But, you know, until then, it shows the rudderlessness and the leadership void at the top of the NFL in terms of Roger Goodell being able to at least stand up there and say something. But that's the advice, because he is so reviled and such a cartoon that he's allowed himself to be turned into somebody who doesn't give any kind of leadership, that he can't even poke his head out from his hole to say, yeah, well, this happens, you know, unfortunately, and we're going to move on. He can't even do that. So it just has to be silence.
Now, we have obviously a week and a half to get into it. We haven't even gotten into the Rams at all. We'll probably save that next week when we're in Atlanta. But is there a storyline other than Brady and Belichick going for an insane number of Super Bowls and how many Super Bowls they've played in? Is there another storyline that you think is the one that jumps out the most?
There's a million, and we're trying to come up with them over at NBC. But, you know, I think that the time is a flat circle aspect of them playing again against the Rams.
Yeah, yeah.
16 years later is so fascinating.
In a different city? Like, it's the Rams twice, but they've moved since then? Yeah.
Right. The Rams have moved twice since then. Mm-hmm. You know, every single player, every single starter on the New England Patriots has been retired for at least 5 years, and Brady is still going. I think that, and what I'm also interested in, it's a little bit more of a, you know, thought piece. Take that for what it's worth. But what is Tom Brady's role in the American tapestry of sports? You know, is he on the level of Ruth, an Ali, a Jordan, certainly a Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
What does he mean to American sport? Because I think he's certainly more than a football player. because there are, you know, he is the ultimate underdog in being the sixth round pick, but he's also, you know, the anointed one. He's in some ways too because of what he's done. So there's so many conflicting ways to interpret him, and I also think that while now he is punchline more often to the national media than celebrated, that when in the passage of time, 15, 20 years down the road, he will look Ruthian in his accomplishments, as will the Patriots.
Tom, can't wait to see you down in Atlanta next week. We should have fun.
All right. I will see you on Wednesday.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll see you down there.
All right, guys.
See ya. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.